All around the world, once again, you're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm your host, William Cooper. Okay, let me read this article to you. This article is really funny. It's called No Ideology, No Agenda. And it's kind of a spoof. And this article is reprinted with permission from the July 1993 American Spectator. The Cato Institute has an unusual political cause, which is no political cause whatsoever. We are here tonight to dedicate ourselves to that cause, to dedicate ourselves, in other words, to nothing, nothing. We have no ideology, no agenda, no catechism, no dialectic, no plan for humanity. We have no vision thing, as our ex-president would say, or as our current president would say. We have no Hillary. All we have is the belief that people should do what people want to do unless it causes harm to other people, and that had better be clear and provable harm. No nonsense about secondhand smoke or hurtful, insensitive language, please. I don't know what's good for you. You don't know what's good for me. We don't know what's good for mankind, and it sometimes seems as though we're the only people who know. It may well be that gathered right here in this room tonight are all the people in the world who don't want to tell all the people in the world what to do. This is because we believe in freedom. Freedom, what this country was established upon, what the Constitution was written to defend, what the Civil War was fought to perfect. Freedom is not empowerment. Empowerment is what the Serbs have in Bosnia. Anybody can grab a gun and be empowered. It's not entitlement. And entitlement is what people in welfare get. And how free are they? It's not an endlessly expanding list of rights. The right to education, the right to health care, the right to food and housing. That's not freedom. That's dependency, and most people never learn that. Those aren't rights. Those are the rations of slavery, paid in a barn for human cattle. There's only one basic human right. The right to do as you damn well please, and with it comes the only basic human duty, the duty to take the consequences. So, we are here tonight in a kind of anti-matter protest, an unpolitical undemonstration by deeply uncommitted activists in order to demand nothing from the government. To demand nothing, that is, except the one thing which no government in history has been able to do, and that is leave us alone. Get your heads out of your collective asses. Good night.